Hey, it's good to see you. I heard on the news today that Candace Owens joined the Catholic Church. And I just have to say, that's great news. I was surprised and I rejoice in the grace that God has given her. I have listened to Candace Owens over the last number of years and I have found her to be an incredibly gifted communicator. And I admire that about her. Her wit, her quickness of thinking. I appreciate that about her. I listened to her when she was with Daily Wire. I'm not sure if she started her own platform yet or not. She just recently left. But I also understand that her husband is Catholic. I may be misunderstood that, but from what I read, I think her husband is Catholic, which this is a special grace for any family. To have the husband and wife on the same page when it comes to values and God. It's never good when the husband and wife are not on the same page. And so for Candace Owens and her husband, this is a great grace for their family. This is a great grace for their children. And I begin to reflect upon, like, why join the Catholic Church? I'm not sure why Candace Owens has joined the Catholic Church, and I'm really looking forward to hearing her reasons. But, you know, some reasons people join certain organizations, they're all over the board. Some people join an organization or a church because of the sense of belonging it gives. And I think a church should welcome people, and that's good. But that's why some people join a church, because they feel like they belong. Other people join an organization, or they might join the Catholic Church because of all the good things they see the church doing. No, I've heard some people say the Catholic Church feeds more people, educates more people, and medically looks after more people than any other organization on the face of the earth. And so you can take pride in the work that the Catholic Church does, and maybe that might be a reason why somebody joins the church. Another person might join the church because of the rich intellectual tradition that the church has. You know, going back 2,000 years, and they admire the minds of St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas, and others might be attracted to the Catholic Church because of her beauty. I'm talking about the architecture of the great cathedrals, and it just speaks to them. Or because they're in a community where it's popular and they want to fit in, and that might be a good, they may feel that that's why they have joined the Catholic Church, or their peer group has influenced them that way. You know, all these are peripheral reasons. I don't think they're the greatest reason to join the Catholic Church. I think there's only one. And there's only one reason that I'm Catholic. And that is this. Because it is true. Because what the Catholic Church teaches is true. If you take away all these other things, you know, what happens if you join an organization because it makes you feel comfortable and welcome? Well, the moment it ceases to make you feel welcomed, well, then you can leave. Or the moment that you see the organization of the Catholic Church maybe not feeding all these people and doing all these good works within the church and kind of disappearing when influences within society, well, then maybe now you feel like, well, what's the point of being Catholic? Or you see modern day thinkers getting dulled in their intellect. And we start losing a rich intellectual tradition. And well, if we start losing, we start looking to other places to find this rich intellectual thought. You see, if you join the Catholic Church for any other reason other than because it is true, what she teaches is true, and you pull on those other threads, then you have reasons to leave. But the only reason that I can see, the most solid reason, is because the church is true, and it is true because it is established by Jesus Christ, God Himself. It is guided by the Holy Spirit. It is free from error and reveals to us all that we need regarding faith and morals to get to heaven and to honor God in this life. If the Catholic Church, put it this way, if the Catholic Church wasn't true, Why be Catholic? I mean, there's other more exciting denominations to belong to. There's other churches that make you feel more comfortable. There's other styles of music for some that titillate the senses. Modern music, for example. Some of the Protestant churches do a really great job at modern music within the context of Christianity. I'm just saying, the only reason that I see to be Catholic is because it offers everything that I need to grow in a relationship with God, get to heaven and honor God in this life. And there's no error in it. I don't have to wonder, is this right or is this wrong? I mean, that was the promise of Jesus, to lead his church in the fullness of truth. Circling back to Candace Owens, I'm really grateful for the grace that God has given her. I hope she becomes a great ambassador and someone who proclamates the truths of Jesus Christ within this world, because there's no doubt she has a great platform, and I hope God uses her to proclaim the truths of the Catholic faith, because what the church teaches is true. And if it is true, then it has relevance to every single person in the world. If it's not true, well, it has no relevance. There's so much talk about trying to make the church relevant to contemporary society. And so we do this innovation and we do this innovation. Innovations don't make the church relevant. What makes the church relevant is that it's true. And because it's true, all her teachings are true, it is binding and relevant to every single person in every situation and circumstance of life. For example, there really is a heaven. There really is a hell. There really is forgiveness of sin through Jesus Christ. Baptism really does make us a child of God. Mortal sin is really forgiven in the sacrament of confession. The body and blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ really is present within the Eucharist. These truths are binding on every single individual in the entire world. This is why we should be Catholic, because it's true. So friends, tell me, what are your thoughts? Candace Owens joining the church. I'm pleased to hear that God has given her this grace. I rejoice in it. I thank God for it. And I pray that God uses her in a powerful way to continue to proclaim, but the fullness of that truth that we find within our church. Thanks for watching.